Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone. Hit him up on Facebook and let them know that it's going down. The word of the Lord shall come on today to change your life. Hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying on today. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. First of all, I'm going to go ahead with a few announcements. Amen. I want to make sure that you, if you didn't tune in on yesterday, you missed a treat. It was awesome word from none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. Amen. The word of God came forth so prophetically and so profoundly. Amen. She stirred up some stuff. She shook up some stuff. Glory to God. If you missed it, you can go back and hear it on demand. It came on Saturday, Faith Come By Hearing, and it came on at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Now, like I said, you can go back and hear it on demand on Blog Talk Radio. It was an awesome show. You don't want to miss it, so go back and hear it. It will definitely change your life. And then if you move on down on Sunday, I am Prophetess Martha Williams and a Prophetic Corner. The show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I'm going to give you a 30-minute break between there, and you move on down just a little bit. And coming up next will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, none other than Minister Elaine Jackson. The show comes on at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And then if you move on back, it comes all the way back around again to the Wild Team. Amen. I call them the Duo Team. Glory to God. Awesome, awesome, awesome. That comes on Tuesday, none other than Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show time is 6 Pacific Standard Time, 8 Central Standard Time, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. If you need a life coach, a mentor, marriage counselor, spiritual leader, whatever the need may be, I encourage you to hit them up on Facebook. Go ahead and inbox them. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse page and Pastor Joseph Rouse. You can hit them up and let them know what you need. Don't wait too long. Don't wait till the doors are closed. The doors of the church is open. So come on in. Hit them up and let them know what you may need. Glory to God. And they will. Amen. Get back with you. Amen. I know they will. They will get back with you. And whatever the need is, they can meet the need. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you to partner. I know these ministries have been a blessing to you also. And I encourage you to partner with us. And in partnering, you will receive many perks. You will receive, amen, glory to God, where you'll be placed on personal prayer lists. You will be prayed for by everyone on the team. Now, that's what I'm talking about. When you're coming together, praying for others, glory to God. You know, if you can do, you can pray for others, and God will meet your needs whenever you pray for other people also. You know, sometimes you get so tied up in your own needs, you forget about those that are around you. But if you can pray for someone else's need, then God will meet you at your point of need. So I encourage you to come on and get in and pay the $25 or more. I always say more because you always want to reach for more, glory to God. You know, too much is given, much is required. I see so many times now people are holding on and holding their hands very, very tight. You know, there's no famine in God. Glory to God. He's still in the blessing business. Everything, amen, belongs to him, like I said on last Sunday. It ain't nothing, amen, glory to God. Here, amen, that you have, I have, nobody have, glory to God. I ain't talking about old MacDonald had a farm. I'm just saying he got, I got. All belong to him, amen, and understand, amen, even those animals on the farm, old MacDonald, hey, those are his also, glory to God. So I encourage you to come on in and get in, glory to God. You know, so many times, you can't beat God's giving. You know, so many times you hear others say, well, you know what, I'm not going to give because I don't know what they're doing with my money. Don't be concerned about what they're doing with your money. Glory to God. One thing you know, you're doing what you're supposed to do. If God say give, then you give. If you want to be give, if you want to see, glory to God, hallelujah, you want to receive something, then you got to give. Let's get it right. Hallelujah. You know, too much is given, much is required. You know, when you learn better, I always say you do better. And well, if you ain't learned better, I'm going to help you today to learn better. Amen. So understand, some have the gift of giving. Then they give. They'll give. Yes, that's good. You do that. Amen. You know, you can't just give frivolously, but you got to give what he tells you to give. You know, and some will not give because they're so concerned about where the money going. Well, once it's released out of your hand, then you don't worry about that. All you could do is just call on it and say, Lord, I sold. Because you told me to sold. And Lord, I put my seed in the ground. I got it. But if you ain't got no seed in the ground, then you can't call on nothing. Just like you're going out, amen, glory to God. Just understand, when that farmer goes out to plant, if he ain't putting no seed in the ground, ain't nothing going to come up. When the rain comes, glory to God, ain't nothing going to sprout up but grass. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But if he wants some real seeds to come up, he wants some peanuts, some corn, hallelujah, and all that good stuff. I know I'm making y'all hungry, but it's okay. Hallelujah. You can eat after this. First, let's eat the word, and then we'll go and get some natural food after we get the spiritual food. Glory to God. And if you want something to come up, then that's what you got to do. So I encourage you on today to give. Amen. He said, give and it shall be given. Good measures. Don't you want the good measures? Pressed down, shaken together, running over. Don't you want those kind of, amen, glory to God, blessings upon you? So give and it shall be given. Amen, glory to God. If you desire prayer at this time, press the 1 and I will bring you in and for a prayer. You don't have to tell me your name, but I encourage you to tell me where you're calling from. Amen. So we will know what part of the world we are reaching on today. You know, God is good and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I hope you are praising God right now, not just sitting in front of the TV listening to me. Amen. Glory to God. But you got a listening ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Now, go ahead and turn the TV down. Amen. I know we have Alabama, Auburn, friends, fans, amen, and all of the Gatorados and all that good stuff. Amen. Just turn it down just a little bit. Hallelujah. And let's get our spiritual food first, and then you can go back, amen, to the natural. Hallelujah. Amen. Nobody has pressed the 1, so we're going to move on. I'm going to open us up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord, for another glorious day that you made, Lord. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, God, for everything that you've done and all that you're about to do. We know that you're Alpha, you're Omega, you're the beginning and you're the end. Nothing catches you by surprise. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for everyone that needs a healing in their body on today, because we know you are a miracle worker. You are a miracle working God, and nothing falls short of your glory, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just ask you, Lord, to heal those in their mind, Lord God. Heal those in their hearts and all those who have unforgiveness, Lord God, in their heart that's making them sick. Oh, my God, huh? We ask you, God, to go in and do a work on them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we have to forgive because we want to live a healthy life before you. We want to live that life that you said that we need to live, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Huh? So, Lord God, you said, and how can you forgive us if we can't forgive those, Lord God? Huh? Oh, my God, if we can't forgive our neighbors or our sisters or our brothers in Christ. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I ask you, God, to take all that away on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we just thank you, God, because we serve an awesome God. We thank you, Lord God, for all things, Lord God. We're grateful in all things, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we know, Lord God, that anything that we need is in you, oh Lord, not in man, but it's in you, oh Lord God. All we have to do is ask, Lord God. You said ask and it shall be given. given. Oh, my Lord, in the name of Jesus. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He said, never see no righteous forsaken. Are his seed beg bread? Are you his seed on today? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, you don't have to beg. All you got to do is ask your Father. Hallelujah. And he will give it to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But are you, hallelujah, one of his children? Have you accepted him on today? In the name of Jesus, have you committed, hallelujah, all thy ways unto him? And let him direct your path. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, it's a new day of dawning. God is doing some shifting and some shaking. He's doing some stirring in some churches. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. My Lord, anything is not right. He's going to uncover it in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Can't you see him running? Hallelujah. Glory to God. My Lord. Oh, my Lord. Saying they don't want him to uncover. Hallelujah. But he's going to uncover some stuff. Oh, glory to God. It's not to bring you into open shame. Glory to God. But he's already talked to you about a lot that you should. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Hallelujah. And stop doing. You say you love me, but do you keep my commandments? Glory to God. Hallelujah. My Lord. God is uncovering some things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's some sinful stuff that's going on. He said he's uncovering it on today in the name of Jesus. Whenever you go in a church, hallelujah, make sure you're going for the right reason to hear the word of God. Not going, hallelujah. Oh, my God. To see, hallelujah, who has on what, to see how the preacher preach, hallelujah, glory to God. But you go in and have a listening ear, oh, glory to God, hallelujah, to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, oh, my Lord, glory to God, hallelujah. You know, so many times, people go to churches. This is not my sermon on today, but let's roll, let's go, hallelujah, glory to God. You know, you're going to church for the wrong reasons. Glory to God. You go to see what people are wearing. Hallelujah. And you go to see if the pastor's preaching a good word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, he didn't do nothing. I didn't get nothing. I ain't heard nothing. That's not my anointed. Hallelujah. Do my prophets no harm. Glory to God. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. Every tongue that raised up against God's people in these days right here, starting today. Glory to God. He's going to cut it down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. So be careful what you're saying and who you're talking about. My God. Hallelujah. If you don't like it, just get on up and leave. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But that word that comes forth, there are some and now that haven't even heard none of that you've already heard. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And there are some that don't even know the half. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The word of God. So they are there for a reason. So don't knock it. Hallelujah. Don't kick against the priest. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. My God. We serve an awesome God. So listen, in these days, hallelujah, in these last days, hallelujah, he was saying the love of many, it is waxing cold. You know, people don't care about other people now. People don't care, you know, to help others now. You know, yeah, I'm going to help them good old boys over there. We already talked about that. Lord, I thank you. They driving a Mercedes. They driving all this fine, got all this fine jewelry, and they driving all these fine cars. But then I know my sister over here don't even have a car to get to church. Glory to God. And I'm gonna give over here. There's nothing wrong with you taking care of your man and woman of God. Understand. But if you got surplus and you can help somebody else, then that's what you do. Glory to God. If you know the sister got her, she's trying to walk the church in the rain with children. And, oh, somebody's been walking to church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And they've been dragging their children. Oh, I hear the cry. God's going to give you a car. Don't worry about it. Hallelujah. And you'll be able to drive up in there where you see what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Hallelujah. Don't worry about it, my dear sister. God's going to give you a car so you and your children will have something to ride on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. It's okay if you give those, hallelujah, and you take care of the man and woman of God. I'm not knocking that. I'm telling you. You're supposed to take care of those, amen, who helps you, glory to God, those who watch over your soul and they pray for you. Stop them. Yes, you do. You're supposed to give. Glory to God. And understand, if you got somebody right around you that you can help and you know that you can give, then you need to give. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't hold your hand so tight when you ain't letting nothing out. Ain't nothing coming in. Hallelujah. Don't put God in a box. You think he can't? Hey, yes, he can. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to move on in the word of God. I want you to turn, amen, to the book of Ruth, chapter 1. Amen. Ruth, by the word of God. Hallelujah. Let's see what he's saying on today. Amen. Hallelujah. I know many of you say, well, we done heard. Yes, you done heard it. Amen. But you know, every time when we were taught, hallelujah. Yeah, I always say, you know, hallelujah. Yes, we were taught. You have to be taught. Hallelujah. Some things to be caught. Yes, it is. And some things have to be taught. How God gives you different revelations. And when you read the word more than one time, you know, sometimes you read it, well, you know what, Lord, I never saw that. Glory to God. When I read it again, oh, Lord, I didn't see that. So let's go in and let's see what God wants to say in his word on today. We're going to start at verse 1. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land. And a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab. He and his wife and his two sons. Understand, glory to God. Instead of famine, that means there wasn't nothing to eat. Glory to God, wasn't no cut. Look, the cows done got skinny. Listen to the goats, amen. They weren't getting no water. Wasn't no grass growing. Wasn't no nothing. So you had to know that the famine, amen, there wasn't too much going on. Wasn't no crops producing and nothing. Wasn't no meat over here. We couldn't eat. We couldn't kill them cows because they were a little skinny. Amen. We had nothing to feed them. Glory to God. So guess what? That was nothing. There was a famine in that land. Glory to God. So they decided that they would leave. He would take his family and leave. Glory to God. Now, whether it was God's will, amen, glory to God, have yet to be determined. You know, sometimes we jump out of a place and into another place too quick. Oh, hallelujah. You know, yes, you got to stay there, and you know, and you got to bear sometimes what comes forth. Amen, hallelujah. If you're under certain ones and, you know, leadership, glory to God, and hallelujah, and you know, whenever a correction comes, then, well, you know what, I'm going to lead this church. I'm going to go, amen, somewhere else, hallelujah. But if you see it ain't producing, amen, like it's supposed to produce, then you pray about it. Don't just jump up and leave. You know, amen, sometimes we made a move too soon. Hallelujah. Just hold on. Glory to God. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife was Naomi, and the name of his two sons was Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. In other words, that's where they remained. Hallelujah. Because of the famine, they left and he took them there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died. And she was left, and her two sons. Come on now, see, they went over there in that land, glory to God, and they died. What do you think? Hallelujah. She lost her husband, and she lost her two sons. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know, we sometimes we say, Lord, why? You know, glory to God. Well, you ask Lord to strengthen you. Lord, strengthen me, Lord. You know, sometimes we don't expect things to happen, but life happens. And, you know, I always hear someone say, you know, timing chance happened to us all. And that's the way they say it. It's just so cute. Glory to God. But it does. Time and chance happens to us all. Glory to God. So you have to be ready when it comes. So you got to be prayed up, wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up and ready. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on just a little bit. And they took them wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other was Ruth. And they dwelled there about 10 years. They stayed in that place for about 10 years, and all this got ready to happen. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them, and the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. In other words, all of them, glory to God, all of them died, hallelujah. Understand, hallelujah, glory to God, that's a hard pill to swallow. when she lost a husband and her two sons. It was, you know, I've heard situations, you know, of people losing people, and they say, well, you don't need to mourn. You don't need to grieve, glory to God, but you have to cry it out, glory to God. You can't just hold it in. Now, hallelujah. I'm like, don't listen to them, what they're saying. You got to cry out. Sometimes you have to have a person in your life that you can cry out to that can help you to get through it, glory to God. Let me tell you something. When you hear a man cry, you got to know that you know that you know that man is hurting, hallelujah, because, you know, they try to be kind of, hey, man, that's just how stiff, amen, and hard, you know, and no, nothing make me cry. But when you see a man cry, hallelujah, glory to God, you got to know that he's hurting, hallelujah. And so I said, listen, I said, don't do that. You know, they lost their wife, and they said, well, you know what, these people told me that I don't need to, don't be going around talking to people about it. Well, he held it in for all these years, glory to God, and he finally started to talk to me, and I started to minister, and I started to tell him what thus says the Lord, and I was praying with him, and the man broke down, and he was crying, hallelujah, glory to God. He said, you know, no one never told me what you're telling me now. I said, go ahead, cry it out. It's okay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He was hurt all those years because they told him, don't cry. Don't talk to people about it. That's not right. You got to have somebody that you can tell certain things to. Yes, we have the Lord. Yes, we do. But God takes people here to help you to get through what you've got to go through. But you got to be able to be willing, hallelujah, to hear what they're saying. If they keep coming telling you the same thing, but you ain't doing nothing about it, then guess what? It ain't nothing they can do. But they told you what you need to do. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Then she arose with her daughter-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people and given them bread. Now, in other words, the famine was over, and she had came from there. So guess what? She was saying, okay, she heard from them. They said, okay, the Lord done visited them. We got some rain. The crops is producing. Everything is blooming. The flowers, the cows is fattening up. Them chickens running around on the yard. We can get ready to kill them. Amen. And fry them up. Everything was getting ready. The goat giving milk. Glory to God. The hen laying eggs. Let's go back over there. Hallelujah. Because they only was over there for 10 years. So, you know, amen. Yes, they met people. Hallelujah. But it was nothing like her hometown where she came from, because she left her house and all following her husband. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Wherefore, she went forth out of the place where she was, her two daughter-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return unto the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughter-in-law, go return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt with the dead and with me. And she was saying, now, y'all stay here. You know, she didn't try to tell them, okay, well, you know, y'all need to come with me. She didn't tell them that, glory to God. She said, y'all go back where you came from. Hallelujah, glory to God. Y'all ain't got to go with me. I'm going back to my hometown. Hallelujah. But, you know, y'all stay here. Y'all go back to y'all people. Go back to your own mother, you know. And then here's what she said. The Lord grant you that ye may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. She kissed them and told them back. And they lifted up their voice and cried. Even though, even though she was going through all she was going through and had lost all her husband and her sons, you know, they had done work in all that weather and all that, you know, they said the weather wasn't really good where they went, glory to God. So they had to work, hallelujah, anytime. It didn't matter, rain, storm, sleet, whatever, they worked. Glory to God. Can you imagine what he was thinking about at that time? You know, he had left a land that was in famine, you know, and he came over to this land. So he didn't want to get in that same spot that he was in. So he's going to work even harder over here not to get in that same spot predicament that he was in when he was over there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So he worked probably a little harder, wouldn't you say? I would. Glory to God. And she told them, you know, y'all stay. Y'all ain't got to go with me. And she was blessing them, and she was praying for them all at the same time, even though she was going through. Ain't that something? That's what I just said. Hallelujah. You pray for somebody else, and God will take care of your need. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He'll meet you at your point of need. So many times you get so bogged down in what we need and what we want. Hallelujah. But we forget all about others. You know, I made a statement. I said, you know what, I want to see, you know, you in heaven. I want to see you in heaven. I want to see you in heaven. I want to see all them and all the other people. Hallelujah. Because you know what we're seeing in the world now, selfishness. People don't care about other people. They don't care if they hurt their feelings. They don't care if they said something that hurt somebody. They don't care what they do. They think because, you know, they can do and big enough to do whatever they want to do, they do it. Glory to God. But that's just not so. You have to be careful. Amen. Because that's the Bible says, amen. What that a man soweth also that he reapeth. Amen. So be careful, hallelujah. Coming against people like that. You know, glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. And they said unto her, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And so they saying, surely we will. Glory to God. Let's move on to 11. And Naomi said, turn again, my daughters. Why will ye go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb that they may be your husband? She said, hold up, ain't no more children here, girl. What you say? I'm past childbearing ages now, baby. Ain't no more children coming up out of here. Come on now. Glory to God. She said, I ain't going to have no more children. Glory to God. And let's read on what she said here in 12. Turn again, my daughters. Go your way. For I am too old to have an husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have an husband also tonight and should also bear sons, would ye tarry for them till they were grown? Would ye stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sake that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. She said, hold up, wait a minute. Even if I had some more children, come on now. You're going to wait until you're going to be too old for them then, and you may not even be living. Come on now. Glory to God. Come on. So, no, y'all go back. Go back. You know, when she was telling them to go back, she wasn't being really mean to them. She just wanted the best for them because she had already prayed that they get another husband. Because understand here, amen, she didn't have, amen, no grandchildren. Amen, they didn't have no grandchildren. No, she didn't have nothing else. That was it. Glory to God. The two sons died and they didn't have any children. I don't see any here in the Bible here. Glory to God. She said it. Glory to God. And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. She kissed her, glory to God. Hallelujah. Think about it. But Ruth, she stayed there. See, whenever Naomi was telling, you know, she was talking to them about God and, you know, how great God is. And, you know, she was giving them the word of God because over there they wasn't too big on the Lord. Glory to God. But, you know, over here she was teaching them what she knew from where she came. Hallelujah. About the Lord, you know, it's something when you can hang around and sit at these elders' feet and sit at the apostles' feet. Amen. Glory to God. And listen to them talk about the Lord and let me help you out. Amen. I say this all the time. Amen. I hear it so much till sometime I be like, don't do it. Just don't say nothing. If I'm telling, don't say nothing. Just be quiet and listen. That's what I tell them. First of all, I said, listen, I got something to tell you. And then when they start to interrupt, I'm like, wait a minute. I said, just hold up and listen. Glory to God. Not that I'm being ugly. You just need to listen. You know, so many times people are stepping out in the wrong lane. Hallelujah. That's why you're getting tore up from the flow up, because you're in a lane that you shouldn't be stepping in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You need to listen. Sit and listen. And see, that's what Ruth did. Ruth was listening. She was taking it in. She was hearing what she was saying about her God and the God that she serves. But now, Orpah, that's a different story. Hallelujah. You see, right here, Ruth, amen, she stuck to her. But Orpah, when she thought about this thing, hold up now. She ain't going to have no more children. Amen. She says she old, you know, come on. She can't have no more. And by the time she has some, I couldn't marry them because I might be too old. But listen, I can go back over there where I come from. Hallelujah. Let's read it. Hallelujah. Let's read 15. I'm sorry. Getting ahead of myself. It's getting good, though. Amen. And she said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. So you see right here, she was begging her, go back, you know, go back, Ruth. But what it was, Orpah went back because it was familiar to her. Amen. It was familiar over there. You know, hold on, Orpah saying, okay, she counting up on her finger. Now, yeah, she was crying, but, you know, amen, come on now. Amen. She was just crying because it wasn't like it was a real tear, no doubt, because, yeah, what she did, she went back to that familiarity. Sometimes you'll go back to a place because it's familiar to you. Amen. And, you know, everybody know you over there, but see, God want to use you in a different place. Let me help you out. Glory to God. Once you come out of a place, amen, glory to God, he ain't going to put you back in that same place. You know, somebody told me that. So, you know what? Well, maybe God's sending you. I say, he ain't sending me back over there. How he going to pull me out of a place? Amen, glory to God. Pull me out of Lodabar. And then going to tell me to go back to Lodabar. No, not so. Hallelujah. That's why you better know this word. You better know those over you, amen, glory to God, that can teach you and help you, amen, with the word of God. Hallelujah. And stop playing church and stop praying that you got some tongues, that you ain't got nothing but one in your mouth. Glory to God. You don't know what speaking tongues really is. Glory to God. And casting out a demon. Hallelujah. You can't set nobody free because you can't get yourself set free. Glory to God, that was my sermon, but amen, I won't charge you anything for that. My name is Prophetess Martha William, and I approve that message. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. My God. But you see, she turned around and she went back because she thought about that. Okay, hold up. I know these people over here. They probably got some. You know, I know the brothers and, you know, all of them, and I know, you know, the sisters over here, and they got some brothers and they got some uncles. So you know what? If I return over there, then I can get, glory to God, I can get me another husband real quick. But if I go over here, amen, with her, it may take me some time. But see, these people over here, I'm familiar with, glory to God. You know, God wants to pull you out and put you in another place, amen, that you can flow, hallelujah, that you won't have to worry about it, hallelujah, glory to God. But them that you think you know, you don't know. Stop trying to turn around and go back in the same old, glory to God, when he's trying to take you into a new place, a new beginning, hallelujah. You know, some people say, well, I'm too old. No, you ain't old, glory to God. Stop looking at the age and just keep walking, keep stepping, hallelujah. And don't let that hold up, glory to God. Don't let the family, glory to God, pull you back in a place where you shouldn't be, glory to God. Because, amen, just think about it. You was out there wandering around in Wonderland, glory to God, hallelujah. Not with Alice, just wandering around in Wonderland, okay, hallelujah, glory to God. And then someone picked you up and set you on high. And what they did was they fed you the word of God. They spoon-fed you, glory to God. They prayed with you. They showed you, amen, what God was calling you to, hallelujah, and how he was calling you to better heights, glory to God, hallelujah. Wouldn't nobody touch you, but now, hallelujah, that you he done set you up, he done cleaned you up, he done washed you up, glory to God, hallelujah, he done straightened you up, he done put you on a new garment, good God Almighty. Now they want to come and say, come on back over here, you know, I want you to do this, and I want you to minister for me, I want you to come and work in my church, hallelujah, I want you to come over here, and I this is what I want you to do. I think you'll be an access in this place over here with me. Glory to God. After they done did all that, now you want to go back over there. See, that's what she wanted to do. Go back to a place where she already knew. You know, and they gonna say, oh yeah, man, you got the spirit in you. What spirit? Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Now, and somebody done clean you up. Amen. And now you want to go back. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know who this for, but it's for somebody. Let's keep on moving. And on 16. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For whether thou goest, I will go. And whether thou lodgest, will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God shall be my God. See, she was listening. when she was telling her, when Naomi was telling her about her God, she was listening and she was taking it in. She didn't only take it in through her ears. It penetrated her heart, glory to God. And it changed her and turned her around. Now, you know what? I'm not going back over there. After you done told me, amen, about this miracle working God and all he can do. And you think I'm going back, glory to God. But Oprah, she ran right on her back over there because she wanted a man, glory to God. She wanted somebody to give her a high five. And girl, you so spiritual, glory, glory. So she went right on back over there. Hallelujah, my God. But she knew, Ruth knew that what Naomi was telling her about her God, how he can heal, how he can deliver, how he can set you free, girl. Good God Almighty, glory to God. You won't never want, hallelujah, glory to God. See, that's what, when you get, amen, when you are faithful to what God is calling you to, baby, he's going to bless you. Although you're going to go through bumps, you're going to go through some bruises, you're going to go through some stuff. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, praise the Lord. But he said he's going to be with you. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. That means he ain't going to walk out on you. You see, amen, like Oprah walked out, amen. Ruth didn't walk out because she knew, amen, glory to God. And she went on with her, glory to God. She said, your people are going to be my people. I'm going to keep changing her life. Somebody, if you already done changed, amen, glory to God, forget that in the past that's behind and press forward towards the mark of the higher calling, glory to God. Don't worry about what they're saying over there. Listen, I was talking to someone on yesterday, and I told them, I said, here's the thing. I'm going to go on with Jesus, hallelujah. You know, if this one don't believe that one, I mean, I can't do nothing about that. You know, sometimes we have to lose. We have to, you know, wear certain things like a loose garment. Don't let it squeeze you too tight. Because if it squeezes you too tight, glory to God, it ain't going to make you right. It's going to make you crooked, glory to God. So here's the thing. You just can't let nothing squeeze you too tight. Hallelujah, glory to God. You can't let, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, things pull you away from the word of God. You can't let things get in your way when he's trying to take you to another place, hallelujah. When you give them children to the Lord, you give them to him, hallelujah. And that's where you let them lay in the Lord's hand, because he can do much better, amen, a whole lot more than you can do with them, glory to God, hallelujah. Well, you know, Lord, I got to go here, I got to go there, I got to run here, I got to go there, but then you forget all about the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God. Not that you don't spend time and take time with them, yes, you do, glory to God, you do when you do, yes, you do, but you don't let them pull you in 30 different ways where you don't stop praying, hallelujah, where you don't stop seeking the Lord, you don't stop calling on the Lord, you just don't know which way the Lord went, glory to God, hallelujah. But God is good, all the time God is good. What are you doing for him? Hallelujah, nothing, absolutely nothing. Say it again, glory to God. Let's move on. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also, if aught but death part thee in me. Let's move on to 18. When she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. So in other words, she just stopped. She knows she saw it. She had to set it up in her mind. I'm going, hallelujah. I'm going. See, you have to have a made up mind, you know, glory to God. You going to go, amen, if you have to go by yourself. Hallelujah. She said, your people going to be my people. She said, you know, the only thing, amen, separate us is the Lord separate us, going to be death. Glory to God. But I'm going to go where you go. Hallelujah. You got to go where your leader is trying to take you. Hallelujah. See, she was faithful to, amen, glory to God, Naomi. And she said, I'm going to go where you go, because, you know, she had been good to her. And she know that, you know. But the other one, she had been turned on and went on back. But do you understand, when she was crying, do you think it was real tears? Hallelujah. She turned around and went back, amen, in an instant. It take a long, hallelujah. She went right back, glory to God. You got to be able to and ready to go where he wants to take you, hallelujah. You got to be ready and able to go where your leaders want to take you, glory to God, hallelujah. Stop being so selfish and think you know everything, hallelujah. Lose it, glory to God, hallelujah, my God. Be able to listen, hallelujah, and hear what's being taught. And hear how you're supposed to do. Because God has people in places who done been in places and I've been through so many trials and tests and different things that you ain't never been through. Glory to God. And they can tell you how to get through if you would listen. Hallelujah. So many times people don't want to listen. You know, they want to just say, I know. You know what? The Lord told me that. Glory. Oh, yeah, he did. He told me that same thing. Stop lying. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I can say that on radio. It's okay. Stop lying. Glory to God. My God. I know it's a little humor in it, but understand. Amen. The word of God is hallelujah. It is life. Glory to God. Let's move on. So they too went until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass when they were come to Bethlehem that all the city was moved about them. And they said, is this Naomi? And she said unto them, call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. Glory to God. Now, I understand. Amen. Glory to God. She was still, amen, a little sad because, you know, amen, come on now. She still believed in God. It didn't like she let down a God. She did. Glory to God. And they said, that Naomi? They were glad to see her. In other words, they turned and they were looking at her. You know, when you go in a new place or something, yeah, people are going to watch you. You know, the Bible said, watch as well as pray. And sometimes when you enter into a new sanctuary, you know, people will look at you. Yes, it's okay. This is a new face, you know. And don't think, amen, that they're just devils just trying to come against you. And the Bible said, if they're on their cue, amen, if they're on the dollar, let's put it like that, glory to God, they're going to watch you and they're going to pray. It's not that they're trying to think that you came for something or came to tear down the church or tear up the kingdom. Glory to God. It's just that watch so well as pray. Hallelujah. When someone comes over, amen, and greets you, amen, glory to God, it's just that they see a new face, and that's what they're supposed to do. You know, sometimes you can go in a new place and then they'll watch you, and well, you know what, they just don't like me over there. Well, that wasn't even the case. Hallelujah. It's just that they're watching and they're praying all at the same time. When you go out, amen, don't you watch and you pray when you go out, amen, into these places, into restaurants and different places, and you go in, hallelujah, to shop. Don't you watch as well as pray? You better. Glory to God. You got to have a watchful eye. That's when you have to have a discerning of the spirit. And that takes, amen, communicating with the Lord and stop communicating with the telephone, amen, and the TV, hallelujah. You know, Elder talked about that too, hallelujah, on yesterday. Ah, glory to God. It's all right to watch it, but don't let it take your whole life. Take your breath away, I say. Glory to God. Oh, I got to see my show. I got to see my favorite show. Well, that's okay, but you spend time with the Lord. Amen. Amen. You got enough time to spend with him and time to watch it. Glory to God. So don't spend every minute you got watching TV or, glory to God, every minute you got on the telephone. It's okay if you don't talk to some people. Amen. Glory to God. It's okay. It's okay. Because guess what? You're doing what you want to do in the Lord so you can come up higher. Don't you want more? So much is given, much is required. Don't you want more? Don't you want everything he has to offer? Don't you want the double for your trouble? Oh, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's read on just a little bit. I went out full, and the Lord had brought me home again empty. Why then call ye me Naomi, seeing the Lord has testified against me, and the Almighty has afflicted me? So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, with her, which returned out of the country of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest. You see, God was setting them up. Huh? Glory to God. See, they went right just in the nick of time. Huh? Glory to God. I'm not going to get in chapter 2, amen, but we'll get into it, amen, maybe later if the Lord says so. But you see, God was setting them up. He was putting them in a place back there in just in time. Hallelujah. And because, amen, Ruth was faithful to Naomi, you know, she made sure, you know, she didn't stumble and fall on her way back to going. You know, ain't that something when you have a sister that will help hold on to you and leaders that will help hold on to you and will help you, amen, glory to God, so you won't stumble and fall in the wrong place. You won't stumble and fall in the wrong arm, glory to God. You won't stumble and fall, hallelujah. You won't lose what the Lord is trying to put in you, glory to God. Ain't that something, hallelujah. She made sure. Lord. She got to her destination, glory to God, all in one piece. That's what your leaders want to do for you. Make sure, hallelujah, that you're getting in that place where he wants to take you all in one piece. Although you may have been bruised a little bit, but they tell you, hallelujah, what thus says the Lord, and they pick you up and set you back on straight street, glory to God, and tell you how to do it. Glory to God, my God, my God. I tell you, don't go over here. Don't take the anointing everywhere over here, glory to God. They'll tell you, don't team up, hallelujah, with them, hallelujah, because they ain't meaning you no good, hallelujah. They want to suck the very life out of you, glory to God. And they'll tell you, you know, you don't need to go back in that place because I saw something over there. My God, somebody, hallelujah, is trying to pull you from this place that God already got you in when he delivered you out of that place. And they trying to pull you back over there, glory to God, to suck the life out of you, glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Don't you want, hallelujah, glory to God, to go and get what he had for you? Because look at Ruth, she hung tight with Naomi when she told her about the Lord. Glory to God. Ain't it something, amen, when you're placed in a place and, you know, they can tell you, you know, this happened. You know, listen, let me tell you what they're trying to do. They just want to they wanna pull from your anointing, glory to God, that you got in you. They see it. They can see it. Don't go back in there for them people to drain you. Hallelujah. And then you get mad because, okay, well, they don't understand, Lord. They just don't understand. You know, you talking to the Lord like that. Glory to God. Come on now. It's time for the saints, amen, to be saints and not ain'ts. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, God wants some people out in the front. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't you want a front row seat? Ain't you tired of being in the middle? Don't keep getting caught in the middle. Glory to God. My God, my God. They know what I'm talking about. That's a personal joke, but amen. Don't keep getting caught in the middle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Stop letting people lead you in the wrong direction and let someone lead you in the right direction. You may come to this show, amen, after Sunday, amen, and you hear me say certain things, amen, over and over, but you know, just know it's thus says the Lord, because he's trying to keep you in that place that he wants you to be in, glory to God. Have your own mind. You have to have the mind of Christ, glory to God, not the mind of someone, amen, who's not going in the right direction, but have the mind of Christ. Sometimes you can be led by a person, just everything they say, you believe it and you believe it and you believe it, hallelujah. They ain't bit more God, no, amen, glory to God, come on, glory to God, they ain't got it in them, hallelujah. I know the word. That's what they'll say. I know the word. I know the word. Yeah, but you look what you're doing. You ain't doing nothing right. Amen. Everything you're doing is contradicting the word that you know if you know it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But guess what? She hung tight with her, and she was going into that place. Well, God got them there right at the right time because it was barley harvest. Glory to God. Oh, my. Can you imagine? They was going to thrash the wheat. Amen. They was going to pluck the corn. They was going to dig up the sweet potatoes. Hallelujah. They was going to, amen, glory to God. It was going to be awesome. They said, did everything, amen, God done rained down, amen. He done put some water on their crops, and their crops were growing, hallelujah. Like I said, them cows were fattening up, them goats were getting ready to give some milk, them chickens were laying eggs, hallelujah. Glory to God. He put them in the right place, hallelujah, at the right time. It was barley harvest. Glory to God. And that's what he want to do with you. He want to put you in the right place at the right time. Amen. And he did. Some of you all, he put you in the right place at the right time with the right people. Amen. But sometimes people just want a platform. Hallelujah. Many want pulpits and many want platforms. Glory to God. Yes. Well, you know what? I'm supposed to do this and I'm supposed to do that. Did you ask the Lord, what are you supposed to do? Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you're in his will, understand he's going to bless you well. But if you're trying to do things on your own, you can forget it. You'll be trying to do whatever it is you want to do for the next 30, 40 years, and it still ain't going to happen. Glory to God. But when you stay in God's will, hallelujah, you will grow, and everything around you will grow, and it will prosper. Because he said everything you put your hand to do, it will prosper if you're in his will. But if you're just trying to dig up stuff and do stuff on your own, it ain't going to happen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, that was good to me. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you. Hallelujah. Just go back and think about where you want to be. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Think about where you need to be. Ask the Lord, Lord, is this where I'm supposed to be? If I'm not, Lord, pull me out of here. And show me, Lord God. I don't want to keep going back to that same old, same old. You know, sometimes you like to go, like I said, you want to go back to a familiar spirit. Sometimes you want to go back to a familiar place. You want to be in that same place, amen, with them same people doing the same old thing, 30, 40 years on down the road, same thing. Ain't got no higher, ain't got no nothing. And they're draining you to death. Hallelujah. They're stagnating your spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And when your spirit is stagnated, man, it doesn't feel good when your spirit is stagnated. I've been there and I've done that. And I cried out to the Lord. I said, Lord, I can't do this. I said, I can't keep doing this. Glory to God. I said, Lord, I can't keep doing this. I said, Lord, my spirit is being stagnated. I can't do it. I don't look like I can move no higher. I can't go no further. I said, I can't do this. Glory to God. And I cried out to him. And you know what? He introduced me, glory to God, to some people, hallelujah, that helped me, hallelujah, to perfect that gift in me. Hallelujah. That's what he did. He said, okay, don't worry about it. Your time is up there. So it's okay. He said, now you move on. And so I stayed there for a while, and, you know, and things began to come together. And that's what you want, hallelujah. You don't want to be in the same old place being stagnated. You know, you want to move on so you can get what God has for you. And you want your ministry to be, amen, productive. You want it to be, amen, all that God wants it to be so you can bring others in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome, awesome God. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, I want to make sure, amen, that everybody knows the Lord on today, hallelujah, amen. But before I do, I'm going to one more chance, hallelujah. If you desire prayer at this time, you press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. Glory to God, hallelujah, amen. Nobody has pressed the 1, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. So we're going to go ahead, amen, and I'm going to give the invitation to come to Jesus, hallelujah. We all need to come to Jesus. Hallelujah. You ain't got to worry about dressing it up. Just come as you are. Glory to God. And say, Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life. Lord, make me, Lord. Mold me, God. Father God, forgive me for all I have sinned and fell short. Lord, I accept you, Lord God, as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Glory to God. And welcome to the body of Christ. Get in your blood. Amen. A blood covering church. Amen. Where the word of God is being taught, the word of God is being lived. And you know that they are helping you to get, amen, in that place that God is calling you to. And take your Bible with you. Amen. If you can't, sometimes, you know, when you're a beginner, amen. Glory to God. It's okay. What you do is you take you some, a pencil and a paper, and you jot the scriptures down. Amen. Because sometimes they go a little fast and you can't catch up. Just jot them down on your paper. Then when you get home, you read them and ask the Holy Ghost to bring it back to your remembrance. So, and he will. Amen. Glory to God. Everything that they said, he's okay. This is what he said. This is what he said. And understand, they have other translations out there. Glory to God. Where you can get a clear understanding of the word of God. You don't have to sit down. Hallelujah. And not understand. Because if you want to understand, amen, glory to God, you can understand the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And I don't want you to forget that Ministry Lane is coming up next, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. So I want you to tune in, amen, and help her, the show, and listen to her, amen, show her love. The show comes on 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern. Now I'm going to go ahead and give the benediction and give you a break. Go get your glass of water, amen, and get ready. Hallelujah for Ministry Lane Jackson. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we will see you back on next Sunday. Have an awesome, awesome week.